Honorable co-chairs, excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, let me begin by thanking the Division on Investment and Enterprise in the UNCTAD for organizing and inviting me to co-chair this year's Ambassadors Roundtable. We are having this year's discussion at a critical time. Just over a month ago, the SDG Summit and other sustainable development-related events held in New York underscored the need to step up the speed and ambition of actions if we are to remain on target and achieve the SDGs by 2030. This urgent call stems from the concern that the much-needed global response is not yet sufficiently transformative. We see this dire truth also reflected in the SDG Trends Monitor report, which is before us. We should therefore spare no time, spare no effort or time in making sure that adequate resources and other means of implementation are mobilized to finance SDGs and SDGs-related projects. I believe this roundtable is the most important platform to undertake this critical task and should also serve for sharing best practice to enhance investment in SDGs. We in Ethiopia, ladies and gentlemen, have embarked on the journey to implement the SDGs right after their adoption. We have mainstreamed these global development goals in our national development plan, allotting huge public resources for their implementation. The major reforms introduced over a year ago, since Prime Minister Dr. Abiy Ahmed has assumed power, also fostered the implementation efforts and the homegrown economic reform, with the private sector at its core, has given new impetus in propelling the Ethiopian economy, which continues to be one of the fastest growing in Africa. As one of the top destinations of foreign direct investment, these reform measures have created a conducive environment for the private sector, to partner with government and other stakeholders in booming investment. However, in addition to the efforts of mobilizing domestic resources to finance SDGs, adequate and predictable international public finance still is paramount in financing SDG projects, and hence commitment made in that regard should also be fulfilled. At last year's roundtable, Ambassador spoke with one voice on the need to engage all stakeholders, including the private sector, in the process of attaining the SDGs. The updated training course and handbook on investment for us diplomats is one important instrument which we should make effective use of in undertaking the important task of promoting and mobilizing investment for SDG-related sectors and projects. Ambassadors also underscored the need to enhance and strengthen cooperation between international organizations in Geneva. This would enable us ambassadors to explore resources we need to tap from these organizations. In this context, I might also like to add that we need to look into progress made regarding the United Nations Secretary General's strategy and roadmap for financing 2030 agenda, particularly on the implementation of specific actions in those six areas. In concluding, I would like to once again thank the Division on Investment and Enterprise in UNCTAD for organizing this roundtable discussion and express my government's firm commitment to continue to work closely with UNCTAD and our development partners in implementing the SDGs. I thank you.